Welcome, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another wine that we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website, and then when we were done writing it, we plugged in the microphone, and here we are. We do that three times a week. We've been doing the reviews for like 15 years. I think 2008 is when we started, and the podcast we started in earnest about 3 years ago. So there's a ton of stuff on there. Either if you want to read it or listen, it's there. Check it out and look around. There's a lot of good independent wine reviews. We don't grade wine. We just tell you what we think. And that's that. And today we've got the Trader Joe's Petite Reserve Molly Valley Carmenere 2021. It's a long name, and I'll go over it all. Petite Reserve from Trader Joe's means that it's a limited supply. When this wine is gone from the store shelves, it's not coming back. And if it does come, you get a Petite Reserve Molly Valley Carmenere sometime 2 years from now, it's going to be a different wine altogether. This is a one-time deal. If you like it, make sure you go out and get a couple of bottles. But otherwise, just give it a try. They're usually worth trying. Molly Valley is in the Central Valley of Chile. It's in the South Central area. It's one of the largest grape-growing regions. It specializes in red grapes. It actually has been growing grapes here. The missionaries have records of planting vines in the 1500s. So this was seen as a great place for grapes 500 years ago. So what else do we have here? Oh, Carmenere. Carmenere actually has a good good story. In the 1800s, phloxera and disease just devastated the vineyards in Bordeaux. I mean, which is bad news for French because they love their wine. And they had nothing but problems. And while all that was going on, somebody kind of on the download went to a Bordeaux vineyard and kind of made a bunch of cuttings from what they thought were Merlot vines and put it in a trunk and shipped it back to Chile, where they grafted them and planted them, or maybe they took the whole vines, I'm not sure which one. And for the longest time, they were growing Merlot that was horrible. It was very vegetal and green pepper-like, and it just wasn't right for Merlot. So I think it was in the 1880s, they had an expert come out and go, wait a minute, you're growing Carmenere here, not Merlot. And while the berries do look similar, they have completely different growing seasons, and they were picking it way too early, and they were going, yeah, but we meant to do that, yeah. And then they went and did it right, and now we have a very good Carmenere wine. And they did DNA, and they found out that in Bordeaux, Carmenere is almost not planted anymore. They just don't do it. And this is the long-lost grape of Bordeaux. Merlot kind of has, from Argentina, kind of has the same story going on. So that somebody stole something, and turns out he saved something. So, Molly Valley in Central Valley of Chile is a great place for grapes, a great place for Carmenere. Trader Joe's has this wine. I had a link to who made it. The winery who made it has vineyards somewhere else, so that could be like the typical Trader Joe's thing. They might have had somebody offered them some Carmenere from somewhere, and they made it and sent it to Trader Joe's. It's like leftover wine, or someone canceled a deal and they came in and bought it out for a lesser price, that type of thing, which is where Trader Joe's wines come from often. So we have a Bordeaux grape that is being grown properly now. The Central Valley in Chile, it's between the Andes and some coastal mountains and valleys, high valleys where the sun is intense. And it's a great, and there's actually not that many places. I mean, it's usually above the line where there's bugs and disease anyway. So Carmenere is much happier now than it was in Bordeaux. And it's a wine that was a blending grape for Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc. So it's in that taste thing, it just gives a different flavor to go around. I'm going to take a taste of it, and this is for $7.99, this is a pretty nice little bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I always say that a wine for stories tastes better. And this has, this actually is nice. It's got some complexity to it. Yeah, for $7.99, you're not getting a simple wine. There's spices going on. There's different flavors going on. There's mocha going on. There's orange zest. There's cranberry. There's, man, it's just different flavors. The spice is kind of tart. I mean, it kind of grabs you a little bit. Tannins are smooth. The acidity does its job. So if you're kind of, if you're just looking for a new wine, Carmenere might be a good one to try because it's new yet familiar. And it's a Bordeaux grape. It's a blending grape, but it's doing just well on its own. And it's $7.99. I would try it. I mean, these Petite Reserve wines, try them just to try them. You got a one-time deal at a great price. You're not spending too much. And then for a nice red wine, that's even better. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. We're still going probably back to Bubbly's and stuff because the party season is upon us. This is the middle of December 2023. Take another sip of my own. And adios, keep it cheap. Oh, here's my sip. I'll be talking at you in a couple of days. See you later. Bye-bye.